This is WSKG News. Job openings are expected to pop up across the southern tier over the next decade. And while that bodes well for the area economy, it's not the only thing that matters. WSKG's Gabe Altieri heads to Horseheads to report on the region's people problem.
Things are getting exciting at Makatu. Okay, so the sound of manufacturing might not be riveting, but the startup has blown up in the last half decade.
Started in my garage with $75, and, 5 years later, here we are.
That's Mike Oshetsky, one of the founders at Makatu. The company has over 20 employees right now. It wants to expand to more than 100. Oshetsky credits state economic development money for helping Makatu grow. Makatu makes a device that tracks energy usage. The company sells the device to utilities. Oshetsky's a young guy in his mid-30s. He grew up in the Southern Tier and came back to his hometown to start the company.
I'm from Horseheads, and most of the people here are from New York. We're excited about that, and we're excited to get people to come back, right? That's all it's about.
But the success of Oshetsky and Makatu doesn't jive with the economic narrative of the region. Betsy Hale is president of Three Rivers Development Corporation. The firm is helping bring more manufacturers to the Southern Tier. Hale knows the history of the region. She knows businesses used to flourish here, but manufacturing loss has led to decades of decline.
We got complacent. We thought we were going to have it forever. Some things changed. We took our eye off the ball. But then here's what's happening now is we've got everybody's attention.
Or at least trying to get everyone's attention. That's difficult because the problem doesn't lie in the number of jobs. It lies in the number of people.
We are projecting some significant gaps in available workers, predominantly in healthcare, on the production line.
Specifically, there are gaps in young workers. Between 2000 and 2010, the median age in Steuben and Chemung counties rose 3 years. It rose 5 years in Tioga County and 2 years in Broome. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates each county has lost thousands of residents this decade, so people aren't staying.
We see a lot of our talent kind of move to where it's easier.
That's Christian Harris. He analyzes statistics for the New York Labor Department in the Southern Tier. Harris says the number of jobs are projected to go up in the region over the next decade, but at a slower rate than elsewhere in the country.
Unfortunately, our local area hasn't been at the forefront of the recovery periods in the past, and typically we kind of come online towards the tail end of the recovery.
But there's a difference between slow growth and decline. If the area is growing but at a slower rate than another part of the country, it can feel like it's falling behind. Betsy Hale says perception matters.
Sometimes we have a tendency to put our communities down, our own communities that we actually live in. And we always look for the negatives.
Getting young people to stay could grow the economy. Hale says the first step is for folks in this area to tell a good story. Knowing large-scale growth will take time.
The economic downturn that the Southern Tier saw from the 1990s into the early 2000s didn't happen overnight. The economic recovery will not happen overnight.
But small successes like Makatu are a positive sign for the region, a sign that young people may like it here and maybe even decide to stay. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.